Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my two colleagues, Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned that Imran Khan, you spoke of how Imran Khan did not oppose the Doha Agreement in February of 2020. Here we are more than 3 years later, and Imran Khan, while no longer premier of Pakistan, is campaigning to return to that post, apparently undermining a good deal of credibility for the Sharif government, always in and out of the news. Can we generalize what Imran Khan's opinion is of Afghanistan today, given the conflict along the border, given the disrepair of the nation? What would his policy be, presuming he's successful in returning to the premiership?
Imran Khan has repeatedly expressed the view that Afghanistan is better off under the Taliban because the Taliban know how to keep the peace and because the Taliban represent more of Afghan culture than the government, the Republican government that the Americans had helped keep in power. So if he ever returns to power, he will definitely continue to support the Taliban much more vocally than the weak civilian government does right now. As far as the Pakistan military and the intelligence services are concerned, they have had a long, overly simplified strategic paradigm in which the only real threat to Pakistan comes from India. And in their calculus, the Taliban were the lesser evil in terms of blowback they might have for Pakistan itself. Their view of thinking is at least it is not pro-India elements that are in charge in Afghanistan. So in that sense, Pakistan is a bit lost to anyone who wants to pay attention to Afghanistan again. But let me say one more thing, that the reason why we are where we are in case of Afghanistan is because of the overall attitude in the United States to national security. Some people take a very narrow view. As long as there is no attack on the homeland, we are okay. So therefore, we can pay no attention to classified documents. We don't have to worry about security challenges. We are not under threat. And the others are all divided. And that division of public opinion in the United States was the reason why it was possible for the Trump administration to sign the Doha Accords and for the Biden administration to make the kind of claims they are making in this document. They have released a 12-page summary of the document, but nothing more about their review of what happened. The truth remains that it is important for Americans also to understand what went wrong and why something they built came crashing down without them being able to ensure that the people they had supported for so many years could continue against people that Americans thought were responsible, at least in part, for the attacks on American on American soil on 9/11.
Quickly, Mr. Ambassador, Imran Khan's position, sympathetic to the Taliban, does that reflect an opinion of the army, especially the security elements of the army?
I am not sure what the opinion of the army top leadership is right now, but for years, Pakistan has been sympathetic to the Taliban, and that has permeated to all levels of Pakistani thinking. Yet, sensible people in Pakistan do understand that you cannot have Taliban rule in Afghanistan and have no adverse consequences for Pakistan. So the possibility that that thinking could change at the top levels of the army down the road exists.
Bill, the detail that you and I talked about endlessly during the presumption of evacuation, June, July of 2021, what about Bagram? What about Bagram? What are they going to do with Bagram? When is the evacuation going to start? There is no mention by Mr. Kirby of Bagram, But that was a major fortress that I, you know these things very well, Bill. My presumption from reading is that the Taliban never had enough firepower to take Bagram Airport, and that though the U.S. had reduced its footprint to 2,500 and more, contractors and other elements of support would have made Bagram an island of security in Afghanistan. And it was the quitting of Bagram that led to, I remember our conversation as, good heavens, what are they thinking? We still don't know what they were thinking, Bill, do we?
Yeah, actually, John, I think we do know what they're thinking. This has been one of my major critiques of all of our war efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan and Somalia. And we saw a hint of this discussion at the time of the withdrawal. The Biden administration insisted on keeping 1,000 troops in Afghanistan in order to secure the U.S. embassy, which is in Kabul. So they said, well, with 1,000 troops, we can't secure Bagram and we can't secure Kabul International. So we'll just secure Kabul International. I won't go into depth, into great detail here, but Kabul International Airport is in the heart of Kabul. It is, you could walk about 1 to 2 kilometers to the heart of the city. It's not like near me by Philadelphia Airport, where it's miles and miles outside the city. And, you know, so it was very clear that if you weren't going, that you could not conduct an effective evacuation.
And who made that decision, Bill? Who made the decision to?
The Biden administration, someone within the Biden administration. The issue has always been, how many troops are we going to keep in country? Not how many troops do we need in country to, and what kind of troops do we need to complete the mission. So this is why, you know, the number was given 1,000. That meant we had to abandon Bagram, and the rest is history.
30 seconds then, Bill.
I don't know if this was President Biden. I don't know if it was Secretary Austin. I suspect the Biden administration, President Biden himself, probably want the smallest number of troops. And someone, a genius, came up with the number 1,000. And that's why we have the collapse of Kabul.
Questions to be answered in future. Who made the decision to abandon Bagram Air Base and the security that that provided, both in country and for evacuation? Bill Raja, Hussein Haqqani. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.